The UN chief has called for an immediate termination of hostilities threatening the lives of thousands of Palestinian refugees in the besieged Syrian camp of Yarmouk.
Most immediately, we need to stabilize the situation in the camp. I joined the Security Council in demanding an end to hostilities, access to provide humanitarian assistance, and safe passage for civilians who wish to escape safely.
Ban Ki-moon warned that the lives of trapped refugees, including some 3,500 children, are at risk as they are being used as human shields during confrontations. Ban likened Yarmouk to, quote, a death camp. The UN chief also said the camp lies in the deepest circle of hell in Syria's four-year violence. Various rights organizations have warned of the growing number of deaths due to food and medicine shortages caused by the blockade. ISIL terrorists attacked Yarmouk on the 1st of April. So far, more than 2,000 refugees have been evacuated by the help of the Syrian army. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined Mr. Henry Knorr, who is an activist and political commentator, and he's joining us live now on the line from Berkeley, California. Mr. Knorr, thanks very much for joining us. I wanted to get your feelings, Mr. Knorr, as we continue to hear about the dire situation within Yarmouk.
Well, it's obviously a terrible situation, although it's really just a continuation of the deteriorating situation that's been happening in Syria for, 3 years now, 4 years. It just seems to be getting worse by the month. It's pretty shocking, and it's pretty sad to see the Palestinians, most of whom I know tried their best to stay out of the conflict among Syrians, getting dragged into it and now becoming apparently the center of.
Okay, it seems we might be having some audio difficulties there. We'll leave it there for now, though. It's Mr. Henry Knorr, who was speaking to us live from Berkeley.